listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Eastern and Wakefield local news. Here's what's making news Monday, March 27. Two men are recovering in hospital after a crash in the Wakefield. It happened around 1:30 yesterday afternoon when their cars crashed into a tree on Gumalling 2J Road in New Nile. The men were trapped in the car but later freed before being flown to Royal Perth Hospital. A petition to seal the Goldfields Highway between Meekatharra and Wiluna has been signed by more than 600 people. The state government has already committed $20 million to seal a 17-kilometre stretch, but 124 kilometres remains unsealed in total. Shire of Meekatharra President Harvey Nichols says he hopes the state government takes notice.
When they tell you, we're going to do some of the road, we're going to do 17 k's, but it's not going to be done for 5 years' time, you know that they've thought about it for 2 seconds and said, well, we'll deal with this by throwing a little bit of money at it and it'll go away for 5 years and, you know, everything will be good.
WA had home ground advantage as the 45th Intercollegiate Mining Games were held in Kalgoorlie-Boulder on Friday and Saturday. The home side, the WA School of Mines Wombats, competed in various events including panning for gold, air legging and hand mucking. There were around 200 international and domestic competitors. Meantime, the Coolgardie RSL is set to take over the old bowling club. It signed a lease with the recently reinstated club, planning on having their first meeting there next month. 50 members have so far joined the club. Local sport, the champion of the Kalgoorlie-Boulder women's basketball has been crowned. In an absolute thriller, the Olympians came out on top over the Saints. The score at the final buzzer, 54-45. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.